provocative stuff, isn't it? And it's really driving, and it's a little taste of what you're going to hear a bit more of in a moment. Global Grooves time it is. It's our weekly exploration of music from around the world. And I'm joined in the studio by Sister BB, who you've met before, DJ, world music specialist, broadcaster on Triple R in Melbourne, and, of course, has filled in for Lucky before. There's not too many people who can say that.
No, it's a real badge of pride, I can tell you.
I know, you could walk around, I'm lucky too, you can say. Now, that really had a great driving rhythm, that, didn't it? Where's it from?
That particular band is called Etrian Finitawa, and they are a mix-up of people who are known as Tuareg, which really isn't the nicest of terms. That means no one.
Yeah, right.
They call themselves the Ka Tamashek. So it's a mix-up of Ta Kamashek and Pearl people from northern Mali. And the Ta Kamashek are the nomads from the Sahara. They live in the Sahara Desert.
Yeah, right, okay. And so what's brought this to your attention particularly?
This is an absolutely brand-new album that's called Songs for Desert Refugees that's been produced in France, where they've done this amazing album of different bands as a fundraiser for over 200,000 people that have been displaced by the Tuareg Rebellion, as it's been called, that's been happening in northern Mali since the beginning of 2012.
Right, and so we're talking about a compilation album of musicians
from that region.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's what really grabbed me about it. It's not an album that's been put together by Bono of his favourite rock acts, as concerned as they may be. These are people from that region who are pulling together. A lot of the tracks on the album have never been released on CD before, and it's just so beautifully produced. But I think it's also the speed in which it has come out, because this stuff's only been happening really since January. And even though us sitting around in Australia may not know about this whole issue that's going on at the moment, it's pretty big for, you know, North Africa.
New material as well, is it?
Yeah, new material. Some's been released on other albums, but there's a lot of asterisks on the back of that album saying, you know, with bands like Tanaro and, you know, the best known of all of these groups, putting out an album, putting out a track that they've never put down on CD.
Yeah, because it's easy to go to your back catalogue and just find a recording of something you've already done and contribute it to a benefit, you know, flood relief album or whatever.
Which that's right.
What happens here. So tell us a little bit about Malian desert music. What is it that defines it?
Two things. It's percussion and the ease of the instruments. When you think about a nomadic existence, there's not a lot of room to be able to carry a whole bunch of instruments. And with Tanarawan, for instance, and it was Ibrahim from that group that first electrified this guitar music, he learnt the blues in Gaddafi's training camps. He trained, Gaddafi's regime trained these guys up to fight the Malians for the Sahara, because the Sahara has got a cartload of oil under those sands.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people real interested.
Just ask China.
Yeah. Mm. Real interested. So, you know, and Gaddafi himself was, you know, while he declared himself to be a champion of the Ka Tamashek, you know, he really didn't really do that much for him. He might have taught him how to fight, but then he kind of left him, and it was only when he kind of ended up 6 feet under that this kind of rebellion all totally started, and then it's all pretty much gone pear-shaped since then. So the music is defined by this driving percussion, women's vocals, and now electric music.
It's rocking out.
It's rocking out indeed.
And what I like about this album is there's a little, is essay the right word?
It is an essay.
I suppose it is.
They're not liner notes, it's an essay.
It's, yeah, a shortish essay, I think we could say, by Andy Morgan. And she makes this comment towards the end of that, saying that music can also be a casualty of war. And when the RPGs and the Kalashnikovs appear, music hits the road and exits along with security, ease and joy. And then this is interesting. And music is the lifeblood of both Mali and the Southern Sahara, their pride and their best-loved export around the globe. Is that really true, that it's that central to them?
Absolutely. If you think, I guess, about nomadic existence, I mean, everybody's culture is important. And we always, I guess, tend to focus on our own cultures when we're not distracted, whether it's being distracted by everyday life, radio, television, whatever else. You're living in the desert. You're living day to day. What do you do at night? You practice your culture.
Yeah.
And it's that culture, you know, arguably led by Tanarawen, that the world has fixed on, you know, these incredibly romantic images of riding into battle with a guitar over one arm and a Kalashnikov on the other, riding in on a horse
in
to fight
order.
The Mali.
Thank
absolutely.
You very much.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
To fight the soldiers. And so it is that important.
Yeah. And intense, joyful, beautiful, proud, poetic and peaceful. That's the way that Andy Morgan describes the sounds of Malian desert music on this compilation. So what are we going to hear? Tell us about the track.
Well, we're going to hear this track from Etrin Fenatawa called Gorma. And what I like about it is that it is a mixture of the Keltamashek, the Tuareg, and Peul, who are from northern Mali around Mopti and the Djeni area. They were traditionally fishermen. So these are different musicians that have come together in this band, Etrin Fenatawa, who came to Australia, I think, about, I don't know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
All right.
An amazing performance.
Sounds like a cosmopolitan mix. Let's hear a bit of it. That's Gorma by Etwan Fiwetawa. It's from the compilation album Songs for Desert Refugees, chosen by our global groover, Sister BB. And how can you not be a groover when you've got a name like that? Sister BB, who no doubt will join us again. Drawing Room is up very, very soon. Look forward to it, looking at the moral compass of the way we treat asylum seekers.